to demonstrate this. So it's not just about spirits in charge in terms of this format, but recognizing as you allow spirit to lead you, as you allow your higher self to lead and guide you, this is how miracles occur. Because your mind only knows past, your mind only knows limitation. It still believes in duality. It still believes you're separate from. But your higher self knows your path. Your higher self knows the path. So the more that we can defer to that higher cause, the faster we will receive our entitlements, the faster we will receive our gifts, our promotional values, our energies of exchange. So what's coming to Donna is equal in intensity and format to what's coming to each of us. In other words, it's time for her higher self to claim her presence and for her to be led by that higher guidance. And the same is occurring for each of us. So if we can get into that understanding that there's this empowerment, there's this freedom, there's this alignment with our soul contract of allowing our true gifts. And so we all understand that things are shifting. And so the linear conception or projection of this is what I want, this is what my life's about. As we give that up to that higher guidance, this is where the allowance comes through. So we're going to bring forth an energetic, saying injection, that's an interesting word, to permit us for our freedom, to permit us to, for our circumstances, permit us to our enlightenment, to our gracious presence. Now, enlightenment doesn't have to be full awakening enlightenment, though it can. Enlightenment is to enlighten your path, to bring light to your path, to bring greater awareness to your path. And so again, as we bring forth this attunement, allow the words to simply fall in the background and permit yourself to receive. Because as you recognize, we are frequency beings, we are vibration, that it's the words are just symbolic gestures of our alignment. And so what we're allowing is the presence of our oversoul. What we're allowing is the presence of our own endowment, of our light, of our true essence. So the merger is going to come forth, and then we're going to go around the circle. You're invited to ask a question, or for us to just simply share what's for your best and highest good to receive. There's a restroom right behind us. I only ask that you wait for in between the individual readings, just so I don't lose any of the truths, any of the words, because sometimes that one word will just do it. I can talk, and that one word will just sort of like create that opening. And that's what this is about, is creating openings for our advantage. And so as we were discussing with Donna, it's not just our advantage, that's the ego. You know, how can I make my world better? How can I make things better for me? So this is ego. How can I serve the atonement? How can I serve my divine contract? How can I serve that which is for everyone's highest good? And so as we were demonstrating through Donna, that as we do this, as we serve the all, as we serve and stay committed to serving the awakening of all beings, we get served, we get blessed. It's impossible not to, because the blessings are going to be flowing through us. So the more that we can release this past notion of what time is about, what time is for, and awaken to our new path, awaken to our new role, awaken to our new guidance and stream of light, we allow our path to be easy. So they're asking each of us, such interesting, every day is this a new experience here. They're asking us, to each of us, to come into that consent, to permit our path to be easy, to permit our way to be enlightened, to allow ourselves to receive the blessings, to allow ourselves to receive the truths, to relieve ourselves of any past occurrence, any past notion that our life needs to be cursed, it needs to be heavy, that we need to process the karma of all these generational situations, to recognize that we are here to turn the key, that we are here to create anew. So any of these foretold fantasies, even when it was our own telling, it was our own information gathering of Akashic records or whatever it may be, to realize that there is a new opportunity. And the opportunity is to receive grace. The opportunity is to release ourselves from the chains, from the chattel, from this misdemeanor of occurrence where we believe that this has to be a struggle, that we believe we have to suffer in the name of God, in the name of unshackling those generations. What if we could do that this afternoon? What if we could do that by recognizing our higher call? Because in essence, dear ones, this is the time, yes? We recognize that we exist outside of the time continuum. And so as you will allow yourselves to receive, as you allow yourselves the gift, as you will allow yourselves the expansion of faith, we come here and we welcome you. We welcome you into your new acquaintance. We welcome you into your new appointment. We welcome you into your new understanding of self. And this is a reason to smile, and this is a reason to be glad, and this is a reason to permit your final occurrence. Because as you will recognize that, in fact, all is occurring at the same time, it takes only a nanosecond to choose the highest allowment and to choose the highest appointment and choose the highest extension of your own faithfulness. And so as we were dreaming in big for our dear friend Donna, we do the same for you, and we ask you therefore to expand on what you can receive, expand on what you can be allowed to be transferred through you. How can you be served? How can you be served in the name of Christ? How can you be served on the name of your brothers and sisters? How can you be served to awaken all of humanity? So you see, it allows you to extend your understanding of self, extend your understanding of purpose in this lifetime. Can we understand this? So we ask each of you to do this now with us. Yes, let us play along. Let us make this fun to expand your quality of instruction, your quality of resurrective value, your quality of consent. Because as you will agree upon this, as you will lift yourselves to higher spirits, as you will lift yourselves to higher occurrence, as you will advance your tokens, you're moving along a game board. Imagine someone says, oh, you got a card, you may advance. Yes, and you say, oh, I am lucky indeed. This is what you are permitting yourselves to do, dear ones. You are permitting yourselves to advance in consciousness. And this comes quite easy as you recognize that you are already there. So you are expanding yourselves by faith. We are bringing forth the attunement. We are bringing forth the frequency. We are bringing forth the actual destiny, because a destiny will arrive by consciousness. It will arrive by vibrational consent. And you are consenting to more. You are consenting to full allowance. Now, more does not mean you are hoarding things. More does not mean, oh, goody, more for me. More is in terms of empowerment. More is in terms of understanding your truth. Because when you understand your truth, that you are already in alliance with divinity, you are already in alliance with all that goes before you, that ever has been, that will come to be, you can relax in your knowing and trust that as you will serve your divine presence, as you will deserve your holy self, as you come into remembrance that you are serving one and all in all moments, in all ways, then this is the life that will then serve you. So you are moving out of your old fantasy, and you are trusting your new invocation. You are trusting your new adaptability. You are entrusting your new ways of enlightenment. And so as the energies come through to bless you, they come through to orchestrate your new destiny. Because what we are doing, dear ones, is serving the masters. We are speaking of masters. We are channeling masters, and this is very good. But it is time to recognize the masters that are already on earth. Perhaps in disguise, perhaps to trust what they are receiving. You see, the best of the best are also deceiving themselves just a wee bit longer, but we invite them to step up, and we remind them, we remind you, shall we say, can you receive this, each of you, that you are obligated to a new alignment, a new value, a new proposition. Can you receive this? We ask you, dear ones, to receive this on faith. We ask you to receive this in alliance with the new earth. You are all excited about this new earth. You are looking. Has the new earth arrived? Do you see anything different on the horizon? You are looking for this new earth. Where is it? Where is it? And it is you. it is you, as you will attune to it, as you will accept it, as you will receive this. So we come forth, dear ones, in encouragement, because this story has already been foretold. In other words, we have been speaking to you out of sequence, out of timelines. This gathering, you may say, has already occurred on higher levels of awareness where you already reside, and you are coming to understand this in your totality, in your embodiment, because the body is needed. Yes, the body is needed to be the spokesperson of love, to be the spokesperson of the awakened statuses. And when we come to offer you this in encouragement and understanding and insight, we see you as the Christ presence. We see you in your full endowment. So we ask you, dear ones, to accept this on behalf of all those that you serve in and out of form, in and out of embodiment, in and out of this timeline, because you are multidimensional. You are serving with grace, a care package of great value, great value. So see yourself, see the embodiment of love treasured that is planted in the seats that are listening to this and recording in a later value. You say, am I receiving this as well? And we say, well, do you believe in separation or do you believe in wholeness? Because as you will recognize that we are all one, then of course we are serving all those in attendance, both in and out of form, in and out of circulation. So is it any wonder that as each one steps up to the light, there is a flooding of light that's coming to the planet that is in being embodied by all of grace, by all of the gestures of those coming to witness changes. You come to others, you come to channeling groups, you come to masters to recognize yourselves. Can we be clear about that? You are not coming and begging, please bless me. You are blessing yourselves. You are, please take ownership. Take ownership of this arrival. Take ownership of this pleasure. You are blessing yourselves. You have agreed to it. You have recognized your own divine will and have said yes. So as we settle in, as we seal this activation of love, we do so and we travel. Yes, we travel beyond your current understanding of where you exist. We travel beyond the state of the union where you are in your chair or in your bed or perhaps driving and so forth. We travel beyond. And so we know who you are, as we have stated, and we know what you are attracting. You are attracting the vibration of love, and that is where the miracles stem from. And that is who you are, and that is your awakened posture. And so we seal this activation now on with respect and with understanding of our obligation to assert ourselves, assert our loveliness where it is known. We ask you therefore to receive that and to recognize that you are here because you recognize who you are at last, dear ones, at last. Receive this now, at last. And so it is. And as they've been asking us to do, let us take a moment in prayer and to treasure our response, to treasure our holiness, not our linear, our holiness, but the holiness of the true Christ body. Yes, let us pray. And so it is. Miss Donna, leaving on a jet plane is all I keep hearing for you. Leaving on a jet plane. There are those that are on, I don't know what they're doing, conference this and conference that. They don't have the skill level that you have, but they have the mouth. In other words, they're still an ego. So they're getting noticed. So as you will receive your trust of self, they want you up on that podium. They want you to be part of that, whatever it may be. All right, so hi everybody, welcome. How can we be of help to you today? Nice to have you.
Just looking to see if there's a message out there for me.
A message out there for you. How many would you like?
I know there's a lot, but I'm trying to understand it. And maybe I get the message myself and not knowing how to accept it. So maybe looking for guidance with that also.
I think that's a better...
Break it down.
That's a better response. They're glad that you're acknowledging that you have received. So one moment, please. Forgive and forget. They want to explain something. You don't have to be perfect in this lifetime in order to pull off self-mastery. So it's not about what occurs. It's about your commitment to love. It's about your commitment to holiness. It's about your commitment to grant pleasure in and through you for the benefit of all seekers. And that's what you're entitled to. So the more that you can release any of the banished acquirements, the faster you will like giddy up and plunge into your greatness. So I'm going to say that in English, and I'm just going to share my own little story. So there have been a few blips on the radar, I'll just call them that, where I look at my yesteryear and I go, did that really happen? Do I have to really look at that on my life review? I'll put it this way. They're not my proudest moments. They just aren't. But the thing is, where I was in consciousness, it made perfect sense at the time. So the more that we can expand our heart to our own receptivity, in other words, when you look at others, you don't bat an eye. They can tell you their worst story and you're like, oh, you were dreaming. Oh, it doesn't matter. You know, it's here you are in the present moment. It's for you to be clear of past occurrence. So understand that your guides were there. So whatever happened in the past from day one, they were there. And they're here to help you bring forth the highest remedy, the highest gifts. So in English, it's almost like Abraham. So it's like through every twist and turn, through everything that happened, all spirit cares about is now that you experienced all of that, now what? Now what? So you're due for like a cleansing. They're literally showing me taking my car to the car wash, where you know, you kind of almost wonder what goes on, because I've watched time that thing. It takes a little bit of time from the beginning to the end. It's like, what are they doing in there? So that's what's due you, and they're saying this on purpose. It's not like just like a little water, you know, and it's like, oh, good to go. It's like a thorough cleansing of everywhere where you wish you hadn't done something or thought you could have done it better. And they're like, of course, you know, this is duality. When you're following the ego, there's a tendency to lapse in consciousness. It just is. So here's what they want you to do. They really want you to make a pact where you're willing to clean the table and to start anew. So it's almost like, oh gosh, you know, sometimes like if you have like a work assignment, it's just nothing's working. You know, instead of trying to fix the paragraph that isn't coming together, just take a new sheet of paper and start over. So this is your best advantage. They really want you to take everything from the past and give it to spirit. Give it to spirit. Ask for deliverance. It's not deliverance like you're gonna have like a punitive consequence. It's deliverance from attendance, so that you're no longer attending to the past, so that you're free and clear in your awareness to receive. In English, it's a little cluttered in there. And they want to make things happen for you. They want to make things possible. In order to do that, they need you to like climb on board and be in the present moment, to climb on board and be ready to receive. It's almost like you're sitting there taking directions, and then your mind starts thinking about this, your mind starts thinking about that. That's not literally occurring when you're receiving from spirit or whatever, but it occurs in your follow through. It occurs in the action steps, because you're still filled with like, and you're not unique, to be honest. It's not like we're calling you out like, oh, this is so unique to you. This is like a universal occurrence, except your promotional value is now, right now. So they're seeking your good attendance, they're seeking your good pleasure, they're seeking your good involvement, as you will be your guest. They're like, be our guest, like that little show. So this is about whatever occurred in the past that you have any concerns about, whatever your pleasure is, spirit, Jesus, whatever it is for you, ask to be relieved of it. If there's anything you still need to do, have it come to your awareness. Otherwise, you're moving on. And it's being done anyway. If there are any lessons we still need to learn, it just comes in another form. So we don't need to go to the past. We don't need to have that obligation. The reason they're bringing forth this message, and say your name, please,
Dave,
is you have an opportunity of a lifetime in the here now. Are you aware of that? Have you received, do you hear your guides? No. Okay, I think you do. So say your name again, please.
Dave.
And say it one more time.
Dave.
I'm gonna say this. I feel like you do channel, I feel like you do receive your guides, but I feel like you're afraid to make the commitment, you're afraid to arrive. So it's almost like showing up on a date, you're sitting at the table and it's like, oh, I gotta use the restroom. Oh, I gotta go make a phone call. Oh, I gotta go check on it. And it's like, you keep leaving the table. You keep leaving the table. And say your name one more time,
Dave.
Please. I think you hear you guys just fine. It's time to arrive. It's time to arrive. It's time to realize and trust your, oh gosh, how do I put this in words? Dave, say your name again, please. It's time to trust your endowment. I'm just gonna say this in English. You are a brave being of the Most High. What happens is, and say your name one more time, please.
Dave.
Thank you. It's like you overthink. You overthink, you overextend. Why do you do that? One moment, please. I'll just say it this way. What you do is absolutely fine. You really, your job is to trust it's fine. So there's something where you're overthinking, you're over analyzing, you're over evaluating it. And it's more so of opening up to your divine pleasure, opening up to grace. So here's an exercise. Whether you do like a formal meditation, or you just sit out in the backyard or sit on the grass somewhere, and just open up to the pleasures of your, oh God, this word, like the pleasures of delight in the present moment, in the present moment. Another way to say this is any kind of meditation where you can just watch your monkey mind, you can just watch your mind, and imagine, you know, when you meditate, it's always like not getting on the thought train, just watching the thoughts. But with you, you might even just imagine like emptying a bowl of candy, emptying the thoughts, emptying the kernels of attraction. To get to that place, and say your name one more time, please, where you can realize you're enough right now in this moment. As you will permit this, oh my gosh, thank you. So you've got this lifetime where, oh, I don't know what happened, but things didn't go oh so very well. And you felt very, very responsible. It wasn't because of your, how do I say this? I know what I want to say to you. It wasn't because of your due diligence. It was because it was just like the karmic cycle. It was just what was due. But you took it to heart because you were really trying to serve and you felt very responsible. And so that's what it is. It's like this, almost like over-responsibility, where you're checking and cross-checking more than is needed, and you're really entitled to your whole alignment. And so anything, so let me just sum this up, anything where you can start noticing your mind rather than following your mind, that will help loosen the constraints. That will help loosen what you follow, because instead of following the mind, you're really opening up to spirit. Anything where you can receive the messages from spirit that confirm that everything's just fine, everything's just fine, that will help you as well to just realize all is well, everything's working out for my highest and best good. Anything like that, any little song, you know, little mantra or whatever. And say your name one more time, please.
Dave.
And then have the entitlement, have the worthiness, have the endowment of love to open up to your receptivity, to open up to your receptivity. You do hear spirit, by the way. You do hear spirit. Okay, and your questions?
I guess you answer definitely. And it's funny because someone actually told me that I overthink or overprocess things. So you hit it right there, you know. So yeah, that was definitely good. Yeah.
Okay. I am enough. It's like Louise Hay. I am enough. I am enough. Any kind of meditative process where you can watch the thoughts rather than believe them. It's just like monkey mind, but it's coming from this incarnation, at least one, where some tragedy occurs and you just took it to heart. And you're entitled to self-forgiveness is what it is. And spirit, like that little Nike little thing, it's like spirit's going, check, check, receive.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, yeah, there's certain things happen and I really took it to heart.
So uh-huh.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. And that's what they're saying. There you go. It's time to go.
Exactly.
It's time to leave it. Remember the whole beginning about the past?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Listen to the recording again.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hi. How can we help you?
Message, please.
Mm-hmm. And say your first name.
Sandra.
You've got someone dancing with you in the ethers. I don't know who they are, but they are there with you and they're dancing with you. Oh gosh, so beautiful. It's gonna start getting easier, my friend. It's gonna start getting easier, it's gonna start getting happier. I don't wanna say like fun for fun's sake, not that it's not fun to have fun, but more so where, oh gosh, you know, just moving to that second level where it's not so much about duality, because duality is still going to go up and down. It just is. It just is. But you're moving to this place where of allowance, where you're coming to understand your higher requirement, your higher destiny, your higher advancement, where through the duality, it's like you still see God winking at you. And all is well. As you will allow that, as you will receive that, you've got energy coming to you. I've got all this rainbow energy coming. So as you will allow it, as you will receive and permit it. And say your name again, please.
Sandra.
That's what it's all about. You're not about fighting duality. It's not about duality working out. It's about going to that second level of trust. So what comes to mind is in the past 24 hours, I just had some crazy like a yo-yo, like up-down kind of dualistic events. But I got the second level of it. I got the understood the blessings. Not in the beginning, by the way, let me tell you. But I got it. I got the blessings. And so the more that you understand, you're not trying to make linear life, I don't want to say work out, but kind of work, like you're not trying to get it perfect. It's just not going to happen. More so, you're taking yourself back. You're taking your they're saying you're pretty self back. I literally, they're showing me the universe card in the Oracle deck I have. And so this is the card of like entitlement, where you're connecting to your higher self, to universal energies. There's no greater achievement. There is no greater achievement that you could possibly ask for or expect in this lifetime. And say your name again, please.
Sandra.
Oh my gosh, now they've got the love card. And so the love is, it's a man and a woman dancing, but it's not the romantic love, though it could be and probably will be, but it's that like embracing, embodying that love essence, like everything we were talking about basically, but in a way that will delight you. Like you're just in the I'll say it this way, you're in the process of dreaming big. You're in the process of educating yourself to your highest occurrence. So in English, this is about your spiritual, I wanted to say growth and they corrected me because that's like a linear word there. So it's like your spiritual endowment. As you will receive lightness, as you will receive, I'm trying to get more concrete words for you, and say your name one more time, please.
Sandra.
I'll just say it this way. Open up to the grace, open up to abundance, open up to what life is teaching you, how life is serving you. You're releasing some old tendencies, you're releasing some old doctrine. And so as you adore yourself, as you delight in yourself, as you allow that benefit to be received and heard, it's that vibration that will bring you that which you're seeking. I feel like I've said this to you before, but it's coming loud and strong now. And the energies, I don't know what's going on, but I still have these like rainbow energies just like descending upon you. And say your name one more time.
Sandra.
Anything where you can open up, I'm gonna say the presence of God, but use your words. Growing spiritually, even though I'm using the word grow, but this is your time. This is your time where you're stepping out of like that first tier of occurrence and how you would view life, and you're really working with your higher attunement, your higher galaxy, and moving into some areas of delight. I still have someone dancing with you. Who is this person? One moment, please. And say your name again, please.
Sandra.
I'm gonna guess there's a relationship on its way. There's someone that you're receiving out of body right now that you're, oh gosh, how do I explain this? We think this linear, this conscious experience is all that's going on. There is so much more going on than we're consciously aware of. So on this other level, you're communicating and having a like a reacquaintance or reunion. Oh my gosh, it's just so beautiful. So just know, I'll say it this way, just know that those energies are supporting you right now and bringing you up higher and higher. It's sort of like, you know, we like the flesh, we do, because this is what we pay attention to. But to be honest, those energies are equally important, if not more valuable right now, because this is out of body love. So this is, you know, when they're in the body, I don't care how good they are, you're still dealing with someone's ego unless they're truly awakened. And there's challenge to be had, there just is. Whereas this relationship, if you want to call it that, or this occurrence, is out of egoic realms. So it's just there to serve you. It's just that unconditional, oh my gosh, it's just that unconditional, pure essence, that pure intent. So in English, that energy is bolstering you. It's helping you to move forward. Beautiful. You're still dancing. I'm like, okay, dance away. And any questions?
You answered it.
Okay, good. Hi.
Hi.
How can we help you?
best and highest.
Okay. And say your first name.
Otto.
And say your first name.
Otto.
So I'm going to tell you a couple stories, but I only remember one of the stories. Please help. So there was this woman, apparently, who wanted to travel the world and see sacred sites. So some, as the story goes, somehow she contacted, I don't know what it was, an airline, a hotel chain or something. But she told them if they would get her the tickets, she would take the photographs for their promotional material and do some other work for them. In other words, she created her opportunity. They're saying lickety-split. You want to remember that this, oh, they're saying this is a good filler because I can't remember the other story. So someone told me the other day of, don't try this at home. they saw this on YouTube that people dressed up in construction gear and walked into, I don't know if it was Disney World or a place like that. And they just let them in without paying. So it's not like we're teaching you to cheat the system here. But again, it shows the creativity of creating what they desire, creating opportunity. So stay on the legal end of things. I can't remember the other story. But you want to remember that this is all made up. There isn't this world we're attending to. It's all a dream consciousness. It's all a mirage. So as you will delight in your promised land, as you will delight in your holiness, as you will delight in your aptitude, as you will delight in your alignment, as you will delight in your alignment, you have opportunity for grace, where instead of things just chugging along, same old, as you commit to the inspiration, as you commit to being inspired, as you commit to aligning with that holy occurrence, you have, and say your name, please.
Otto.
You have justified pride, justified recognition, justified ownership and procurement. So in English, the more that you can, let me give you some practical advice here. One moment, please. And say your name again, please.
Otto.
Thank you. It kind of goes back to what they were sharing in the beginning, where the mind is really quite limited. If you think we're all functioning out of past occurrence, in other words, we only know what the past has demonstrated. So we're functioning out of like ego rules, so to speak. As you will align with your higher heart, as you will align with grace, as you will align without reason, you have opportunity to move into advanced intelligence. You have opportunity to move into advanced kindness, where you will give you some words. Otto, say your name one more time, please.
Otto.
I'm going to say it this way. You ever have a problem where you're kind of like just looking at it from a linear standpoint, and it's almost like a ball going back and forth? Well, it could be this or it could be that, but neither answer really sounds very good to you. And so then as you relax and as you just like stop thinking about it, suddenly later, you suddenly realize it's like there's this third alternative that you just never thought of before. It's like that. It's like that. So as you will remember your victory march, as you will remember your, altered occurrence. In English, to remember that this is a mirage, to remember that, they don't want me to say it, even though my linear mind wants to say that. In English, as we open up to our inspiration, we're literally able to whip things up that didn't exist previously. So as we will permit it, as we will allow it, as we align with it, it's sort of like we bring ourselves up to true advancement. It's sort of like how when people have illnesses, they have the illness, and they move to a higher consciousness, and they go to get the x-ray, and suddenly the illness is gone. It's a little bit like that. Do you have questions? Do you understand what they're saying? Shall I keep babbling?
Yes.
Keep babbling. Okay. So, and say your name again.
Otto.
You're entitled to victory. You're entitled to victory. Without just getting really laborious, there are people on the earth that it's like, this is the way we do things, these are the choices, but they suddenly, because they're open to whatever you want to call it, super consciousness, grace, Holy Spirit, they suddenly come up with an alternative that didn't exist previously. You're entitled to that, as you will receive it, as you will allow it, as you will permit it. So it's a little bit like that first message where, again, take all the past initiative value. In other words, whatever occurred in the past, it's like, yeah, when you were following duality, that's all very true. But now we're moving on to the new times. Now we're moving on to new delights. Now we're moving on to new availability. And so as you will allow that, as you will, oh my gosh, when I just said allow it, all these lights went off, as you will allow it. So remember, what we receive in the outer, remember we're dreaming the outer. So what we receive in the outer is what we're permitting in the inner. So this has to do with acceptance, alliance, allowance, or whatever Abraham likes to say. I don't love Abraham. However Abraham couches those words. But again, to dream up the possibility of a forever clause. In other words, it's almost like everyone thought the earth was flat until everyone decided it wasn't. To realize there are possibilities of occurrence beyond your past vocational residence, possibilities of occurrence beyond your past vocational residence. So, one last time, and say your name again, please.
Otto.
Allow yourself to receive.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Hi, welcome.
Hello.
How can we help you?
Well, I'm curious if there may be some messages which I am not reading.
Okay. Sure. You are a worker bee. You're doing a lot of good work for many, so they thank you for that. Whatever you're doing, you're pulling your weight and more so. So step one is your due justified pride. In other words, I don't know what you're doing, what you're committing to, but it's the energy coming through me. It's having long-lasting good pleasures. So I don't know if you're just like blessing America. I don't know what it is you're doing, but it's making an impact. It's making a direct result. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. So I just feel the energy of it, and it feels so good. I honestly don't want to leave. That's how good the energy feels. So really, be glad in heart and be of utmost faith that you're on the right track. So whatever you're doing, please continue. And let's see what else we have. One moment, please. Excuse me. And say your first name, please.
Gennady.
Don't deny yourself anything. The more that you receive, the more that you can be a blessing. To speak about masters, oh gosh, who is he? I don't know my masters well enough to know who he is. He's got this little thin beard, this little elongated face. Let me see if I can tell you what he has to say. That's most important. One moment, please. And say your name again, please.
Gennady.
Thank you. They're saying they're helping you grow a beard. So what it is they're helping you to drop your belief in ego. Oh my gosh, and you're sitting right next to Otto, and it's almost like the same message. They're helping you to drop your understanding. God, let me put this in words. Okay, I'll say it this way. The only limitations are the ones that are created by the mind. So what they're helping you do is to blow your mind. Like, in other words, to relieve yourself of past conduct, of past acquirement. In English, to permit yourself to advance, because as you do, as your skill level increases, as your abilities increase, that is what like makes the canary sing. That's what brings the riches to all of the land, all of the requirements. I don't know what you do, but you've got more abilities coming to you. What do you do, may I ask?
Oh, it's technical.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You look like a physicist to me or something. I've got you in this other lifetime where you've kind of been the same person like all along as we are. You know, we don't change our souls. But you're quite accomplished. You're able, let me try to figure this out. You almost look like an Einstein or something. And say your name again, please.
Gennady.
I feel like there's no accident I said Einstein. In other words, they're helping you to break the mold, break your mind, break your linear knowing to receive, oh my gosh, these downloads of occurrence, to receive these downloads of entitlement. So you're not going to, you're going to understand through your heart, through your higher vision, through your wisdom. Anyone that knows me knows I love the Beatles, and it's like they channel those songs. I mean, it's like, yeah, we'll write three songs, you know, over tonight, and then we'll go out to dinner. How about that? And they'll all be hits. You know, they're just downloading all this information. As you will, and say your name again, please.
Gennady.
As you will permit, as you will permit yourself to know your entitlement, in other words, to permit yourself to know that you're one with Source, you're going to go beyond normal construct. You're going to go beyond normal provisions. So this is where you just may get dreams and you suddenly know something like no one else on earth's ever known before. That's where they're going with you, because the more blessings come through you, the more that you can engage in terms of provisions. So you have an opportunity, and say your name one more time, please.
Gennady.
Gosh, it reminds me of like Brian Tracy. He was like this motivational kind of guy. But anyway, he would have these, he would say to do these meditations where he would just go to the park and I forget how to do it, but basically just look at a tree. But what he was doing was permitting this, like his superconscious, like his oversoul really, to come in and to play through him. I'm just gonna say this in English. You have the ability, it's been set up for you to go beyond the map. In other words, for you to go beyond what's been learned, what's been taught, what's in the books. And you're, and the more that you will, and here's the important part of this, and say your name one more time, please.
Gennady.
Thank you. The more that you will consent to be relieved of past construct, you've got spirit working through you to bring forth offerings, to bring forth accelerated endowments. Does that make sense? Wow, 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 wow.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, thank you. Thank you. I'm just doing some prayer work on your behalf that they're asking me to do. So a moment, please. It goes back to Donna's message in the very beginning. It's just the ego. You know, the more that we receive, the more we can be of a blessing. So that's what the name of the game is here. Thank you for joining us. Really beautiful soul. Really beautiful soul. I have other lifetimes when you really were selfless. I mean, you really dedicated. Oh my God, the energy coming through me is so beautiful. You, oh my gosh, you dedicated yourself to service in so many lifetimes. Because of that, there are all these service calls coming to you. There are all these blessings to be delivered to you because spirit can count on you to use them wisely. Okay. My gosh. Hi.
Hi.
How can we help you?
A message, please.
I'm so grateful you come back because sometimes I feel like, oh my gosh, I'm just hammering her and hammering her, and it's like she came back. one moment, please. And say your first name.
Tina.
Someone played a game with me once, and I didn't like it. I literally had tears in my eyes. I kid you not, I had tears in my eyes. And I was in a situation when I couldn't hear from spirit, and I didn't know how to select something. And I was with someone just a while back, and they kept saying, you can do it, you can do it. And I'm like, I can't, I can't. I was just feeling that inside. I mean, I really, really didn't know. It was a different type of skill than I was used to. It was just my mind. It was just my mind. So anyway, I don't ask how many hours this went on, but I just sat there and literally the stress, Tina, the stress in my little body was so intense. I promise you, there were tears welling up in my little eyelids. But the point is, and say your name again, please.
Tina.
I did it. The point is, I did it. So it was about going beyond my mind, going beyond my avoidance. There is this huge energy of avoidance just because of past experiences and all that. So I was just avoiding the inevitable, but it took, and say your name one more time, please.
Tina.
And say it one more time.
Tina.
Thank you. Well, I'll say it in a different way. They're showing me in tarot, it's called the Judgment card, but it's like, you know, it's like resurrection. So all that to say, it's due you. It's due you. So in English, play with it, try it out. In those times, especially when like it's not going to matter one way or the other, but open up to receive. Open up to receive. Which cantaloupe's going to be the juiciest? Which line is going to be the shortest? Anything, and say your name again, please.
Tina.
Imagine that you did channel. Start channeling. Imagine that you did. Because here's the thing, even if it's all your mind, as you will start and grant yourself permission so that you see yourself agreeing that you can do that or that you're connected, as you see yourself connected, it starts the wheels in motion, because now we're no longer in avoidance. Now we're no longer, I'm not getting on that ride. And so even if you're making it up, that's fine. Because as you will relax, it'll slip in. It'll just slip in. And say your name again, please.
Tina.
Have fun with it. Imagine that you, I will not put you on the spot and ask you to channel right now. But all that to say, you channel spirit constantly. And it's like, oh gosh, and say your name one more time, please.
Tina.
It's like trying to get like a kid to swim, and they're like, I can't swim. And they're like, okay, we'll just get in the water. Let's just splash around. Let's just have fun throwing a ball. And so when they do that, it's like, oh, the water's not so bad. Fun, happiness, thriving. And say your name one more time, please.
Tina.
You actually do receive messages like, I'm just going to pick a grocery line list or line or whatever. You avoid, I don't want to say avoid, you do hear spirit on a regular basis and you do respond. You just aren't consciously aware of it, is what it is. So they're trying to make this whole process more available to you because you're entitled. You might even want to try like reading other channel material and then give it a go. I can go to Cryon, I can listen to Cryon, and then suddenly I'm channeling Cryon because I just open to it. Or listen to this recording, you know, at home online or whatever, and then open up to it. But listen to some higher energy to get started. What else can I tell you today? And say your name again, please.
Tina.
You're more entitled than you realize. Okay, do you have a question?
No, thank you.
Beautiful. Hi.
Hi.
How can we help you?
Lesson for me and my son, and if there's any message.
And say your first name, please.
Diane.
Okay, and say your first name and your son's first name.
Diane Matthew.
And say his name one more time.
Matthew.
Thank you. I don't know what it is, but he doesn't want to look at something. But if he would, it really isn't nearly as bad as he's making it out to be. But he doesn't want to look at it. So he's creating a lot of avoidance energy to avoid looking at it. And trust me, there's no judgment in that because we all do all kinds of things. We have all kinds of dances going on here. But let me first do some prayer work and then see what I can tell you. Oh, Mom, please. When you say Matthew, I just hear mad. Just hear mad. Oh, Mom, please. Say his name one more time.
Matthew.
Thank you. I keep filling like his room with light and he keeps pulling the shades down on me. So it's like I'm putting light in there and he's like, don't want that, don't want that. Because it's like if it gets light, then he's gonna have to deal with everything. It's almost like when you're depressed and you know you're depressed and you want everything, the shades down, and you don't want those shades up because then you're gonna have to get started. So if you just keep everything dark just a little while longer, then there's no pressure. He doesn't want the pressure. Does not want that pressure. He is getting the memo, by the way. He is getting the memo that helps readily available. Hold on. How he feels about himself. I'm just sending him energy from my higher heart. Because if he can get that, that he's okay, he'll start shifting. Isn't that the case for all of us, you know? It's all it all is. All it all is, we all don't know that. Sorry guys, but I don't want to miss this opportunity. Okay, and a message for Mom, please, and say your first name again.
Diane.
Only accept brilliance. In other words, to see everyone, including yourself, in brilliance. It's how Jesus healed, because he only saw the Christ. He only saw the perfection in all. But I want to say it's like expectations theory, where when you expect something from someone or you hold that intention that they can, then they can. But it's beyond that. It's and say your name again, please.
Diane.
They say to bring it back to yourself and to hold that for yourself. In other words, how you can see yourself in your full empowerment, your full entitlement. Because as you know that for yourself, you'll know that for, they're saying all the lovelies, but for all of humanity. So you have opportunity to shift in your own regard, in terms of your own, let's say your name one more time.
Diane.
Thank you. Your own receivership. You have an opportunity to make a shift energetically where you come to your own provisions, your own extension, your own permissible value. It's not like pulling yourself up by the bootstraps, but it's a shift in terms of your own self-awareness, but those words don't work. Your own kind of like belief in yourself, your own conviction, your own establishment. Your guides will, they're saying fill in the blanks for me. So as you will receive that, it's almost like what you know and believe for yourself, and you then not hold others accountable like you must or else, but you know that for someone else as you know it for yourself, as you know it for yourself. And say your name again, please.
Diane.
They literally show me with you like shedding skin the way a snake would. So it's like a renewal, a revival, a restructuring. And you're sitting next to Donna, so if you remember Donna's message about like time for the next step, time for the next empowerment, time for the next achievement. You have opportunity to make a long-lasting shift in your how do I put this in words? Diane, say your name one more time, please.
Diane.
I'll leave you with this for now, but they're going to be assisting you. What you know to be true for yourself, you know to be true for another. There's a shift that you're entitled to, and as you receive that, it will create a double play. Will create a shift. Does that make sense?
Perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I got energy coming through my whole body when you said that. Yeah, beautiful. All right, so we'll just recap over here. Any last questions before we depart? Okay, awesome. So excited for you. Indeed, we are entitled to our own questions. In other words, what we bring forth, what we press to each of you is to question your heart, to listen on a daily basis, yes? And trust that which you receive. Let us acquaint each of you with your innate channeling abilities, and let us be clear, you are each channelers of the highest regard. Trust this, honor this, engage, and follow through. Until next time, we remain. Namaste.